transfer we were talking about the other day, some folks raised the question that you'd had some very important cases argued over there that had been pending for some time. If I started pointing a man that had heard the arguments before they acted on them, that I'd be charged with trying to participate one way or the other.
There are two important cases we do have, Mr. President, and on one of them we've already begun to reach a tentative decision, and we've had some preliminary work done. I would think with a good press and a strong effort, we could have that completed in probably 30 days to 6 weeks. I would assume that the transfer would not be affected immediately. If it did, it would be a bit burdensome for us, although I think in terms of the two men, they're very likely to wind up on without any, I mean, nobody would say that you were trying to stack the thing so that it went a certain way. I think the substitution of one for the other would have no appreciable impact on
suppose how one of them votes one way, though, and the other voted the other. Just suppose that happened. Would that change the result?
In one of them, I don't think it would. In the other one, it might well. In the one case, I think it's going to be 4-1. In the second case, I think it looks like it will be 3-2, but we're not sure of that one yet. If it were 3-2, it could well be if he had a different position than the man he's succeeding, why he could swing it. It's not very likely that he would take a different position, but it could be done. That could be the case. There's no question about that. And
see, what they're afraid of is that whether it was or not, I could be charged.
Yeah,
my appointee did it, and I did it on account of it. And I sure don't want to get caught in that. I don't know anything about them, don't care. But they are fighting. It's Tennessee and El Paso. And they're very worried. Now, how long is it going to take in your judgment?
That's the one that I think is going to be handled first. We've already reached some tentative views on it. Things are so subject to change, I'd hate to predict a time or a result, but if I had to make a guess, my guess is we could be done with that one by certainly the middle of June at the latest, maybe a tiny bit earlier. It looks to me, again, this is subject to change, but it looks to me like that one's going to be 4-1. I hope it is, because it's so important. I'd much rather have it not be so close as 3-2. That one looks like it's going to be 4-1. Looks like we could do that by the middle of June.
Well, now, what do I do? How do I avoid this charge? Could I just say that I'm going to do it after the... I don't want to say after a case is decided.
You could put it on a... time limit, you're announcing it now and wouldn't become effective until the end of the fiscal year or something like that, since all of these people are government people.
Well, you think then...
That would add to our pressure to get it out right away, and I don't think anybody would feel that it was unreasonable that we should, as long as we
know. I might just announce then, you think it's no question what you do by the end of the fiscal year.
Well, I'm so very to make predictions, but I'd say if you said to me when do I think it's going to be done, I'd say by the middle of
June. Why can't you, what do you have to wait on? Why can't you vote on it, at least?
Well, partly because every fellow wants to make sure he sees what the other guy says before he lets it go, because if the one or two who've got a different position come up with persuasive arguments, the fellow wants to preserve his opportunity to either change or to answer the points that he makes in his formal opinion.
Well,
there is another way that was used once before on a big case. That was a Rock Springs case. The commission announced its result and said that the opinion would be forthcoming later and they would read it later. They were afraid of a leak. So that in that particular this situation, we could rely on that kind of a device to say that The commission has considered it very carefully. It's a major case, and time is always a factor, and the result is such and such, and the opinion will be prepared as quickly as possible, and hopefully within the next few weeks. But we've got an extra problem, too, and that is that O'Connor's term is up on June 22nd, and we haven't indicated one way or another how that's going to go. So he is anxious to have it done quickly because he doesn't want to not vote on a case of this importance himself. He doesn't know whether he's going to be reappointed. So that for all those reasons, we have accelerated our normal study of it, and I think we had an excellent meeting on this particular case about, I guess it was last Tuesday or Wednesday. It went very well, and we've got people now working on it, so that I feel very encouraged about our being able to meet that middle of June deadline without any strain. The slippage always does come, and I wouldn't want to pretend like it doesn't. Isn't a possibility.
Well, now, you know my problem, and all I want to do is what's right and what's fair, and I don't want to be charged, involved, and it's not for me to decide or give a damn or lean or weigh one way or the other, because I know nothing about them, don't care. All of them I know, and I have no preference one way or the other. Now, what is the best way for us to handle it in the White House? I don't know any of these three people. I haven't ever talked to this man on your commission. I'd intended to send for him and tell him that these people, you know who's asking me to do it,
sure.
Magnuson and Jackson particularly.
Yeah, I know, he's very...
And Udall. And he's just shoving me every minute. Udall called today and said, if I don't announce it, it's going to leak. But these people come back and say to me, okay, now here's what's going to happen. As it is, what's the man's name, Black?
Black.
Black is not a Johnson appointee. And if Black votes this way, they're going to say, the other side's going to say, okay, that's all right. He voted against us, but Kennedy named him anyway. Johnson didn't influence him, and so forth. But if you jerk him off, and you bring another man on, and it should and give anybody a chance to say, well, it did change the result, then you're in a hell of a shape.
Well, I think considering the timing, Mr. President, if you were to announce today or tomorrow or very soon that this shift is going to take place, that three very able men that you recognize that they each have some responsibilities that they will want to disengage from, and that the effective date of it will be the end of the fiscal year, June 30th, that will give us greater prod, because I'm sure every member of this commission would want to have that out of the way. And if it's announced publicly, it makes all the sense in the world for us to accelerate our deliberations.
I suppose if I announced that, and suppose you had a 3-2 vote, and suppose he was in the three, and the other two were smart, they just might hold up and say, hell, we got no chance to get Black's vote, but we might get Carver's.
Well, they could take that approach, but of course they've got... And that would be a calculated risk. My guess is that these are decent men. They know how much time has gone into this case. I think they would prefer to...
Why can't you get them to meet? Why can't you get them to meet and vote? And then write their opinions later.
Well, we have met and we have tentatively voted. But still, everybody is so wary of this one. My guess is that if we've given our people... 2 weeks from last Tuesday to prepare some additional materials to begin drafting opinions. That's how far along we are. So we are very close to it, and my guess is that with this particular kind of an impetus, I get them to sit down, and everybody wants to get it out because they know the time that's gone into it, and they're anxious to have it behind us instead of ahead of us.
What if I just waited that 2 weeks? Yeah, leak wouldn't hurt us because I wouldn't made up my mind.
You could do that, or I could, with this kind of information, I could probably get a little earlier meeting on it and see if we...
That's what I try to do. I try to get as early as I can and not involve me or quote me, but I think that Magnus and Jackson will be asking that they hurry up and expedite these cases. Now, what's the other case?
The other one has to do with liberalized depreciation, and that too has a little Tennessee in it. Tennessee Gas is involved in it. It's sort of the question is how should the regulatory agency handle the benefits that accrue from liberal tax treatment, and whether it should flow through, and whether the commission should assume that any company that has a the right to use liberalized depreciation has to take that accounting technique to preserve some benefits for itself, and then once it's got the benefits, the commission has held, and the courts have supported them, that those benefits should be passed on to the consumer in lowered rates. It's fairly controversial, and we've had some superb arguments on it, on that one. It looks like we're probably 3-2, with me being in the middle. That one hasn't gone along as quickly and as smoothly and as easily as that the other one to Southern California. But once again, with the impetus of knowing that there is a reason to make great haste, we could just push that one as hard as could be. I couldn't quite give a prediction on the timing of that one, because it's more complicated issue in some ways. But what I'll do is I'll look into that.
You just look into it, and I'll be back in touch with you.
Okay.
And I'll rush them just much as you can, because I don't care whether this Black is on the Power Commission or Bonneville or anywhere else. You know, I don't give a damn. But they want it, and I don't want to get myself hurt.
No, I think that's exactly the way to look at it.
So I just want to be fair, and you just try to get them to act, and I think I'll just try to get these boys to hold up until they do act.
And what I will do is focus on what is absolutely the best way for your announcement to be made if you decide to go through with it, so as to minimize any criticism view that you're trying to tamper with this particular...
As far as you're concerned, you just don't have one or the other, didn't you?
Yes,
Carver is Black?
Yeah, I would, although Black is more knowledgeable. Obviously, he's been here 3 years. He's a good fellow, but I think he wants to go to Bonneville, and as long as he does, I get along just fine with Carver. Carver's a smart fellow, and he's...
Carver impressed me as being a good man.
Yeah, he is. I've known him since he was administrative assistant to Senator Church, and I think he's got good instincts, and he's a fair-minded fellow, and never has hit it off with Stewart Udall, but that's no marketing.
What is their problem?
Oh, it's kind of hard to put your finger on, Mr. President. I think basically Stewart just is kind of a loner. Likes to kind of keep those things fairly close in hand. And John came up after being assistant secretary, and he kind of emphasized those particular areas and never did get across the board. And then, too, I don't think Carver ever hit it off with Jackson. I'm not sure I know why, but they just never had any warmth between them. No good relationship at all. It's kind of mysterious. Sometimes the people that I like, they don't like each other, and that seems to be one of these cases. Udall just never built any confidence in Carver. I thought Carver was, frankly, going to be very useful. I thought he'd give a little stability. Udall is great, but he's not a very good administrator, and I thought that Carver could kind of help out and fill that void, but it just never worked that way. I think both of them recognize it without any particular animosity toward each other. I don't think there isn't one of them who call the other a dirty name. It's just that it's a union that never worked.
Both Mormons.
Yeah. Both the same part.
The average Mormon I ever saw is always a good man. I never saw a Mormon that I thought was mean.
Well, that's why it just...
Even old Ezra Taft Benson, I thought he's a good man. I didn't agree with him, but I thought he always tried to be courteous and good, fair.
Yeah.
But...
Well, maybe it's chemistry. One fellow, I say I like them both, but they just haven't really...
You like your job?
Oh, yeah, really... so much different from what I've been doing. Maybe I just haven't gotten over the novelty of it, but really fascinating problems here, and you just take each one of them apart piece by piece. There are some very able people on the staff, and the lawyers who present their cases to the commission are some of the best damn minds I've ever bumped into.
Well, I'm mighty proud of you, and you do what's right, and I know you'll do a good job. And you try to get to these things where we don't play any favorites of any kind. We just we get to action, and I'll just try to hold until we can get some action. And even if you get it tentative or